Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
/7:55 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 81 degrees already right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Alex Greenewalt.
We have an opportunity to learn more about an event that's coming to Chester County. Pete Stone is with the Brainerd Institute in Chester, and you're bringing artists with the Gullah Geechee Corridor in for a workshop. So, Pete, good morning. Welcome to Palmetto Mornings.
Good morning. So great to be here. Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah. So let's first start with the Brainerd Institute in Chester. What is this?
Well, Brainerd Institute's connected to Vivian Ayers. Vivian Ayers graduated from Brainerd in 1939. She is known for her poetry nationally. NASA celebrates Vivian Ayers. So poetry is about going to space and raising one's consciousness, going to the sun. So NASA brought her in to celebrate her poetry and read her poetry to the astronauts. She's nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. And again, she graduated from Brainerd in 1939, and she's back in Chester, came out of Chester to open this wonderful institute back up, so to speak, for the public through workshops and open fields. And I got connected with her. I was in medical school, and she wrote me a letter cussing me out, telling me to leave medical school.
Well, that's one way to make an impression,
wow.
Right?
But she told you to leave medical school?
To leave medical school.
Why?
Well, my family's been physicians, my dad, granddad, and she said, be true, be beautiful, be free to yourself. And so I love talking with people, but I hated stuff about triglycerides and all that.
I don't blame you.
So you obviously did not go that route.
I passed the boards to start seeing patients the clinical year, where you go in to work with those, do the book. So I left and came back to Chester and loved doing stuff with the arts, poetry, teaching, and all that stuff. So very grateful to Vivian Ayers. I'm working with the Brainerd now to kind of extend her vision of the power of education to the community.
That's incredible.
So you're going to bring artists with the Gullah Geechee Corridor for a series of workshops or some workshops. So this is going to take place this weekend, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's right. Okay. And it is a high-powered magnitude of artists coming to Chester.
Wow.
Now, before, Debbie Allen, executive producer of Grey's Anatomy, has done workshops in open fields as well. That's Vivian's daughter, Felicia Rashad, who just won her second Tony Award, mm-hmm. another daughter of Vivian Ayers.
What a legacy she's leaving.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it's kind of like reminds me of Field of Dreams. You go into this field out there, and literally some of the best artists from the nation and world are right there in East Chester, and that's what's going to be another case this weekend. Natalie Days is going to be there this weekend. She's on the Nickelodeon show, yeah. Gullah Gullah Island, doing storytelling time. And the basket weaving is probably one of the biggest mm-hmm. things that Gullah culture is known for internationally. And they're going to have their top artists and basket weavers there teaching classes to the public as well. This is all heavily geared towards youth and children of all ages, adults too. But, you know, bring your kids out to participate in this wonderful – this is South Carolina culture and heritage right here, and it's going to be in Chester.
So this is going to take place on Saturday, June the 18th. Give us the date or give us the time and the location.
It's going to start at 10 a.m. Now, if you're not familiar with where Brainerd Institute is, it's 115 Marquis Street. If you just Google Brainerd Institute Chester, it'll pop up the directions of how to drive into it. But, yeah, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and check it out on our Facebook page, Brainerd Institute, to see the specific times these artists will be doing their individual workshops.
It's free, so folks can come, to your point, check this out with their family,
yes.
Talk directly with these artists mm-hmm. that are doing part of South Carolina's history.
That's right.
Wow. So Alex and I both went to the College of Charleston. We were not there at the same time, but in Charleston, the Gullah culture
right.
is very evident. Of course, when you yes. go down to the Charleston market, they're everywhere
sure
with
is.
Making the baskets
mm-hmm.
And they're making them there, but they're busy selling them here. It sounds like it's a better time to have a conversation with them
yeah.
and to learn yeah. the history behind the sweet grass and how this yeah. design is incorporated into their art. Yeah, I agree, Lucas. We didn't quite get that down in Charleston, but yeah. you can this weekend at the Brainerd Institute of the Gullah Geechee Corridor.
Wow. So there'll be artists there. Will they also be doing some painting and some, like, poetry?
Yeah, there's going to be some poetry reading. There's going to be mural mural painting. So some Gullah Geechee artists are going to be painting a huge mural, actually, that will stay on display here in Chester. Some of the Gullah history and Brainerd history as well is going to be put into that. There's going to be story time, the Gullah Gullah Ring Shout. And a lot of this history from the Gullah Gullah culture goes back to West African history as well. They're kind of a keepers of that tradition, that there's this great richness that is can be imparted through their artwork as well. So I think that's exciting to come partake in.
So is there other Brainerd institutes across the country, or this is very specific to Chester County?
This specific one, it started in 1866, the year after the Civil War, so when the first schools were African Americans in the South. And doors closed in 1939. It was a Presbyterian school. And just there's a huge legacy. You tap into the people who graduated Brainerd and the work they've done. It's kind of like this phenomenal bubble of just greatness radiating right out of Chester that a lot of people don't know about.
So again, this Saturday, June the 18th from 10 to 4?
10 to 4,
okay,
yes, sir.
And give us again that street address?
115 Marquis Street.
And do you all have other programs throughout the year there at the Brainerd Institute?
We do. You know, traditionally we've done literacy through the arts as part of a summer program. COVID shut that down for a while. But we're looking throughout the rest, every 2 months or so, we're going to bring in these phenomenal artists from around the country to kind of showcase their talents for the community. So.
And so they can just follow Brainerd Institute on social media?
That's right.
Pete, this is great. I did not realize this all existed in our backyard, but that's the beautiful thing about our radio show. We get exposed to a lot. And again, the Gullah Geechee culture is so prevalent here in South Carolina. And to have that here in our backyard for at least a day and to speak directly with these artists, what a gift to give everyone in your family.
Thank you so much.
We certainly appreciate it. Pete Stone, again, with the Brainerd Institute in Chester. Search them on social media. But this Saturday, June the 18th, is the place you need to be in Chester County.